Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, December the 15th, 2025. 12:15:25, 10 days until Christmas, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've talked about a myriad of topics so far this morning. We've talked about the issues the city is having with aqua water, or has had with aqua water, over the weekend. Apparently there was some odd discoloration and smell and taste to the water in the city starting on Saturday. Aqua has said this is not a problem. They're working on it. You don't need to boil your water. But it has made people very unhappy. So if anybody's having any water trouble they would like to weigh in on or weigh in with here, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Also have been talking about the terrible murders of legendary actor and director Rob Reiner. Did movies like A Few Good Men and Misery and Spinal Tap and a whole lot of other movies. Murdered yesterday at the age of 78, along with his wife, who I believe was 68, in their home. And it's horrible, and people are saying a lot of things, and, you know, we'll see what it is. But horrible, horrible story. I mean, as I was saying in hour number one, Rob Reiner has been around forever. I mean, he's Carl Reiner's son. Carl Reiner was the star of Your Show of Shows in the 1950s. And then Rob Reiner got the great role on All in the Family with Carol O'Connor as Meathead in the 70s, and then directed some great, great movies like Spinal Tap, like When Harry Met Sally, like Misery, like A Few Good Men. So unfortunately gone at the age of 78. And a great political activist, loved to be active in what was going on politically in the world, so unfortunately... And murdered. I mean, this close to Christmas. Just awful. But there's that story developing this morning. By the way, I think we're up to 7 degrees, a real heat wave here in Marion now. 7 degrees on this Monday morning. School's canceled today for a lot of people. Talked about the snow and the shopping. I went out and shopped in the middle of the snowstorm this past weekend. That was interesting. Dick Van Dyke turned 100 over the weekend. We played that clip of the interview I did with Dick Van Dyke a number of years ago. We played that clip earlier in the program this morning, so I hope you enjoyed that, where he sang the lyrics to the theme song of the Dick Van Dyke Show. And I talked about attending the Emmanuel Early Learning Center Christmas program on Friday night. And it was a lot of fun over at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. They had the children there singing, the transition class and the preschool class. Nice program. But as I said, there was a gentleman, big fellow, who kind of blocked my view for a period of time during that program. And then a couple, because I don't know if they were married, I don't really know what they were, but they had a lot of kids between them, let's put it that way. They had a lot of kids, and God bless their heart, were having trouble keeping control of the kids during the program. But there also was great hot chocolate and punch and cookies after this big event on Friday night. So the phone lines are open if anybody's got anything to say. 740-383-9944. That's a whole lot of topics. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. And we can discuss any of these things. And we were also asked in hour number one, Are there any churches or events going on over the Christmas holiday in which meals will be delivered or given or so on and so forth? I'm sure we'll learn more about that as we get closer to the holiday. We're about 10 days out still. But 740-383-9944, if anybody has any information on anything like that. But it was also brought to my attention in hour number one that I said some nice things about Abby, who's been on the show here several different times, because she is the Learning Center Director over at Emmanuel Early Learning Center. And, you know, I thought she did a good job on Friday night. Now, I don't know why it would be hard to believe that I would give somebody a compliment. I gave her a compliment that night, I think. I thought she did a good job as the host. She introduced the songs and it welcomed everybody to the program and thanked everybody for coming and so on and so forth. So, you know, I thought that was just fine. I thought that was good. I don't know why it would be difficult to believe that I would give a compliment. You know, I'm a nice person. It's the holidays. Why not give a nice compliment? Oh, and by the way, here's another thing. Here's what I have discovered about friendship in life. This is a thing that I think is very, very, very important. I think friendship, a big part of friendship in life, is about showing up. Now, I think it's very easy to do other things in life, but it's hard to show up. Because don't we all lead busy, hectic lives? And one of the most difficult things to give is time. It's hard to give your time because you're always doing something else. So I think you've got to show up to things, and I think that's a sign of very deep friendship. So I feel that I probably get extra points for showing up to this thing on Friday night. Because, you know, showing up is part of friendship. So there you go. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz on any and all of these topics that we're covering here this morning. 740-383-9944. From the aqua water situation to the snow and everything that went on this past weekend. The fruitcake toss was last week. Brian Murphy repeated, if you haven't heard. I think that news went all around the world, so Brian Murphy repeats in the fruitcake toss and sets a new fruitcake toss record of 78 feet. Dick Van Dyke turns 100. And city council's tonight, by the way, second floor of City Hall. I believe it's committee meetings tonight, not a full city council, but, you know, that can be interesting, too. We'll find out what goes on with a lot of little things going on in the community. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, if there's anybody out there that gets Meals on Wheels, I got a call that they're not delivering today.
Oh, Meals on Wheels is not because of the weather.
On account of the weather. I tell you, it's not really that bad out, but I remember when we had a pizza shop one time, we just got a horrific snow. And we wasn't delivering that day, and a good customer called in, and, you know, she was wanting a delivery, and she was getting upset because we weren't delivering. I asked her, I said, are your sidewalks and porch steps and porch, shoveled? Well, no, I'll let my husband do that. You know. When I'm sending a pizza out to your door, getting a $2 delivery, the pizza's $8, and we're getting $10. I mean, there's a good chance pizzas could be coming cold to you if we were delivering. And then what if my guy slips and falls or something? I mean, we had like 8-10 inches of snow that day. I mean, she was mad. She didn't order for a while. But,
well, I think basically today is the temperatures. I mean, I think, you know, being 7 degrees, I'm sure that's why the school's canceled today. And I don't think we're supposed to get much above 10 today, maybe 15, 16, something like that.
What's this supposed to go up to tomorrow and the rest of the week?
Well, I think the rest of the week's supposed to be okay. I think tomorrow we're supposed to be up over 30, By Thursday, I think it's almost supposed to be 50 and raining. So it's a very weird week weather-wise.
Well, that'll be good when it gets up to 50 and rain, and maybe all the snow will be gone.
Yeah, well, a couple of days. So why do you think it's... Don't you think that showing up for a friend is really where it's all out? Don't you think that's really the greatest thing as a friend you can give to somebody is your time?
Yeah.
So I feel, attending this thing on Friday night, that I really should be given extra points as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Somebody needs to pat you on the back and say that a boy.
Well, no, I mean, I don't need to be, justified in doing this or, you know, but I'm just saying I did show up. It took 6 years, but I did show up.
Well, 6 years ain't too bad.
No, it only took half a decade.
And maybe she'll show up or something for you.
Well,
she didn't bring no hot chocolate, did she?
No, she didn't bring the hot chocolate to the fruitcake toss. You know, that's a long, complicated story. But, I mean, the Salvation Army was there, and they had hot chocolate, so it all turned out okay. But, you
was
know,
she
that...
a participant?
What's that?
Was she a participant?
Well, you know, there's a little drama in there of itself. Let me tell you a little story since it's a cold morning, and it's a good story time. Here's what happened. Okay, now, she had been in it the past 3 years. I believe she had been in it 3 years. And, you know, we do the nominations, and then we put the people's name down. And then we read it through the day of the fruitcake toss. And the day of the fruitcake toss, I said, hey, are you going to show up tonight? You've been nominated. And she said, no, I haven't been nominated because you haven't been saying my name. And I said, well, yes, you have been nominated. I just didn't say your name because we had not been talking and I wasn't sure if you were even going to show up with the hot chocolate or anything. And she said, basically, I think you're telling stories and that you're not. I was not nominated or you would have been reading my name. So basically that was it. And then she just like said something. I don't know. It was very odd, and she did not show up to the fruitcake toss, which, again, you know, friends showing up for friends. But I think that was weird, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. She probably felt like if people really wanted her there, they would have, you know, nominated her, and he wasn't, you know, reading her name off, you know.
No, but Matt vouched for me on Friday that she had been nominated. I just had not read the name.
But don't you see her at the school?
No, I don't see her very much anymore.
She's not a teacher there?
No, not at Harding anymore.
Oh.
But she claims that she listens to the show. Now, I can't say that she does not listen to the show, but she used to be a little more, what would I say? Like, if I would say something, she would make a comment, no matter what it was. Like, if I was talking about Dick Van Dyke, or I was talking about, you know, this Rob Reiner thing, or the Aqua situation, she would make a comment. So, you know, she became a little less, it's not vocal, but a little less engaged. So I'm not sure if she listens to the show every day, and that's okay. I mean, you don't have to listen to the show every day. But I don't, when I say that somebody was nominated, I'm not making it up.
Well, she wasn't hearing her name, so that's, you know, whether you made it up or not, you know, there was a failure there for whoever nominated her to get a hold of her.
Well, right, but what would it have hurt for her to show up? I knew she knew that the event was that night. Now, what would it have hurt to show up for 45 minutes and toss the fruitcake?
It wouldn't. You know, more the merrier.
More the merrier. So there you go. So once again, I think I'm up one in this whole conversation in regard to showing up.
Well, we'll see if Abby shows up to some of your functions. Or
that's right. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we're at 7 degrees here in Marion this morning. Mostly cloudy skies and 7 degrees, and the phone lines are open 32 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I think what we learn with everything is with every little interesting event in your life, there's always a little bit of drama. There's always a little bit of drama. But, you know, that's okay. That's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. But again, the program on Friday night over at the Emmanuel Early Learning Center was a good program. And I think all enjoyed who attended that program. And again, Abby did a great job. So again, I think I want a pat on the back for being nice here this morning. Because there are claims from time to time that I'm not particularly nice. But I think with this one, I have been nice. 740-383-9944. Okay, well, it's the holidays. You got to be nice during the holidays. Any comments on the aqua water situation or the snow we got this past weekend or Dick Van Dyke turning 100 or the terrible murders of Rob Reiner and his wife over the weekend? City Council tonight, 6:30. Again, council or committee meetings tonight. Don't believe it's a full council meeting, so we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes along. You know, I can't remember if I mentioned this last week or not, but you know something I don't like is digital Christmas cards. And I think I've gotten two of them now. I do not understand digital Christmas cards, where you get a Christmas card in the email, and then it plays something for you. It's like a little video that you watch. Does anybody understand the digital Christmas cards? I'm not a fan of the digital Christmas cards. I think if you're going to send somebody a card, you should send them a card. You know, for years here at the station, if somebody sent us a card, we sent them a card back, and we used to put the cards up on the wall here at the station. And by the way, if you still want to send us a Christmas card, you could do that. We'd send you a card back. 685 Delaware Avenue, just put WGH Talk Radio on there, 685 Delaware Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And I think it's Suite 110A. So the full address would be WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card, we'll read it on the air, and we'll make sure that you get a Christmas card back. I haven't done that this year because we've been busy doing other things, but we've still got a week to go, and it still could be done. So feel free to participate in that. 740-383-9944. What do people think of digital Christmas cards? I just think that's an odd thing. I don't know what that's all about. If you can't mail somebody a Christmas card, if you want to email them and say Merry Christmas, that's fine. But these digital Christmas cards, I don't need a digital Christmas card. I don't even know what you do with a digital Christmas card. You watch it, and oh, okay, that person's saying Merry Christmas, la-di-da, and then it's over. And you know they're sending that same card to like 100 people. So I find the whole situation a little odd. There's a lot of traditions that kind of go by the wayside. You know, people dressing up for the holiday, Christmas cards go by the wayside, and we use the digital Christmas cards. I don't know. I don't think this is good behavior, but that's my opinion. Now, I did say when I was shopping this past weekend, I found a tin. Well, I guess it's not a tin because it's not tin, as maybe you can hear there. But it's like a, I guess it would be a cookie container is what it would be. And it's chocolate chip cookies. Now, I'll tell you, everything in society at this point is about the Grinch. Now, these are, let me take a phone call here, then we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what do you think about Christmas cards?
Now, what's that?
What do you think about calling somebody and telling them you wish them a Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, or whatever?
Well, I think that's fine.
Card you send in the mail.
Well, I think that's fine, but I don't think that's really a card. I think that's just calling somebody up and saying Merry Christmas.
Right. Well, you would have sent a card or somebody cards sometimes if you know their address. But there's a lot of people you know that you don't know their address. And you may have their phone number.
Right.
You know.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with calling somebody up and saying Merry Christmas. I just think these digital Christmas cards are a way to save postage and paper. And I don't think they're all that creative in that you just watch it on the computer and you know that like 50 other people got this same Christmas card. Maybe more than that.
Yeah, you know, if people can't do things on the computer, they just don't do it at all anymore.
Well, it just seems very insincere. I mean, most people save their Christmas cards or, you know, put them away for next year. You can't do that with a digital Christmas card.
No, but then there's a lot of people throw them away, too.
Well, I don't know. I just think digital Christmas cards are a bad... It's like gift cards at Christmas. As I've said for years and years and years and years, I'm not a fan of the gift cards at Christmas.
Well, one thing, if you send them a gift card in the mail, you've taken your time to do it. And if you call them on the telephone and tell them Merry Christmas, you spent your time doing it.
Well,
they can send those, you know, Christmas cards to everybody on their list or whatever, and bam, done.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's why I believe Christmas card or gift cards are insincere, and I've said this before. I think people do that out of lack of wanting to do anything else. Because it used to be, before gift cards, that you actually had to go out and shop for somebody and come up with something. Now, I understand if you can't go shopping, if you can't go to the stores and walk around, I understand a gift card, gift certificate. I don't mind that. But if you are able-bodied and you are able to go to the store, if you know them well enough to be buying them a Christmas gift, you can't come up with something off the top of your head to get them for Christmas. I think that's nuts.
Well, it's true, too, but gift cards are nice because people can get something they need. I mean, why do you need a new pair of gimmicky socks or whatever, you know, wear.
Well, it's...
You know, to get socks every year, for buying somebody socks or a t-shirt or something like that, you ain't putting much thought into it.
Well, no, but I think...
But if you get the person a gift card, I mean, if he needs a battery for his car, or he needs, you know, long johns because he works out in the weather, or he can get what he needs.
Yeah, but we're talking about different things here, I think. You know, a car battery and a pair of novelty gift socks, there's a great price disparage there. You know, I don't think most people are...
Well, you get the gift card for $25 or $20 or $10, you can use that towards a battery. It can help you get a battery for your car, or, you know, I'm just using a battery as an example.
Right, but that's not what Christmas is supposed to be about. If you need help with something, go to that person and tell them, and then if maybe they can give you $25 to put toward that battery. What I'm talking about, you go shopping, you know there are certain people that you want to get a gift for, you have no idea what to get them, even though you know these people, and for some reason, you just think it's easier to walk over to that gift card rack. And I'm telling you, gift cards have become 10 times more popular, and the reason is, all you gotta do is stand at a gift card rack, takes you about 10 minutes, then you walk over to the register, you swipe your card, you pay for it, and you're done. You don't have to wrap anything, no bows, no tape, no paper, no labels, nothing, and here you are. It is not done because you're trying to help somebody. It's done because it's lazy on your behalf. If it was helping other people, I would have no problem with it.
Well, what about the times you spend an hour trying to find something for somebody that if they wanted it, they already had it, a nice gift? And then when you give them the gift, they go around telling people it was a crappy gift.
Well, that's fine. That shows bad manners on their behalf. If I take the time to get you a gift and you're going to complain about it, well, then whatever. Maybe you don't like the gift card I get you. What if I get you a gift card to a restaurant you don't like? Same thing could happen there. So,
well, you know, that person might have been better off if I would have got her gift cards, but the thing of it is, she never got a present again.
Well, I know. It was your mother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Well, you had to bring that section up, didn't you?
Well, see, there you go. But it's...
Everybody's going to think I'm such a mean guy, but no.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, you can... I'm not shaming anybody because God knows a lot of people get people gift cards. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that this has become a major trend. And if you can't think of anything to get somebody... I mean, I'm not talking about your mother or your grandmother or your brother or your sister or your wife or your husband or your kids. You probably know what to get them. But I'm saying if you want to get something for somebody else, you can't come up with something. See, here's the thing. Novelty socks are a great thing because, number one, it's a gift they probably don't have. So as you said, they're not going to say, I already have these. Number two, it's something fun that they can use. Anybody can put socks on their feet. Most human beings wear socks at some point or another. And number three, it's something they're not expecting. You know, that's the whole idea of wrapping Christmas gifts, is so you don't know what you're getting. If I hand you a gift card to Walmart, you know what you're getting.
Unless you put it in a big box and wrap it up and... they're going to think, wow, you know, what's in here? And they get that little gift card, that'd be funny.
Yeah, but I could do a whole show on gift card etiquette and gift etiquette in general during the holiday. I mean, we act like this is such a big thing to do this one time a year. It's one time a year. One time.
I know what you're talking about, you know, because Christmas anymore doesn't seem like Christmas back when I was younger. You know, you didn't get the people gift cards. You didn't have the computers where you could send everybody your gift cards. I mean, you actually had to go to a store.
Exactly.
You know, but nowadays, everybody shops online, socializes online. I mean...
Well, like this, I was talking about this Grinch cookie tin that I have. Now, it's a nice case, you know, to put... It's a cap you screw on, screw off, the Grinch chocolate chip cookies. And it even has a little message here. It says, get into the holiday spirit with a mischievous twist. Inside this Grinch-themed cylinder, you'll find 6 ounces of delicious chocolate chip cookies, perfectly sweet, with just the right amount of naughty. Whether you're sharing or sneaking a treat, these cookies are sure to make any heart grow 3 sizes. Now, that's a good... You could give this... Who doesn't eat chocolate chip cookies? You could...
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good gift. Plus, you can... It's a tin you can keep, right?
Right, right. And it's got the Grinch on it. Everybody knows the Grinch nowadays. They know that's a Christmas thing. So,
and something cute to say on it, something is
right.
Cute too.
Much better than a gift card. So right there's a nishy gift. Novelty socks, as I've said. That's a nishy gift. There are the one thing I wouldn't do, though, are candles. Because people don't like certain smells.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do candles.
I mean, candles will just sit around.
Right. I think that's a bad move.
Yeah.
Unless you're absolutely sure they like the scent.
Wait, nobody else is wanting to call in today, are they?
Well, I think school's canceled. I think it's very cold. I think a lot of work people are not working this morning. I think there's a lot going on this morning.
Well,
people are messing with their water.
Here, let's call in and, you know, give your 2 cents on the gift cards.
That That's right. Well, let's see what anybody has to say. We got about 14 minutes left.
Okay.
Thanks. Later. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you agree with me on this whole gift card situation? And again, I want to make it perfectly clear. If you can't get out to the store or you can't get around in the store, I think gift cards are fine. People have always given gift certificates. I think that's fine. But I think if you're just doing it because you, I don't know, lack of interest in trying to find something for somebody, I don't think that's a good gift. That's just my opinion. 47 minutes past the hour and phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like, I'll tell you something else. I have a Christmas party to go to this week, and I really don't have any idea what to bring to that Christmas party at the person's house it's at. So, you know, what's a good gift? A poinsettia. You know, you bring a poinsettia. It's the holiday time. You give it that to them. You know, it may not be what they want, but they can certainly display it around their home for the rest of the holiday season. And some people keep those things living well into the new year. So what's wrong with a poinsettia? So, you know, these things to me are what make the holiday season. Now, you can call in and tell me that I'm absolutely wrong and gift cards are the way to go, but I think it's an interesting conversation to have. Novelty sucks. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. Well, a fun conversation here this morning. Not such a heavy conversation, to say the least. A nice little easy one. 740-383-9944. Get people a tin of Grinch cookies. I keep saying this is a tin. It's not a tin because, you know, it's not tin. But what would you say? A cookie? Cookie jar with Grinch cookies in it, I guess is what you would call this thing. I don't know. It doesn't even really say. It just says the Grinch chocolate chip cookies. And then it has the message on it that I've already read to you. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on these holiday gifts on this very, very, very chilly morning here in Marion, Ohio. 7 degrees. 7 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. We still have not gotten above 7 degrees in 11 minutes till 10 o'clock on this Monday morning. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Talk about holiday gift-giving ideas. I think it's an interesting topic here this morning. We've been talking about the aqua water situation here in Marion City. A lot of people upset with the taste and the smell of the water. Where's this all going to go? We really don't know. Aqua says it's okay. No need to boil the water at this point, but a lot of people are very skeptical of that at this particular point. We had the snow this past weekend. As I said earlier, Dick Van Dyke turned 100 over the weekend. We played a little clip of an interview I did with Dick Van Dyke earlier in the program. What do you think of digital Christmas cards and a city council meeting tonight, a committee meeting, 6:30, second floor at City Hall? Got 10 minutes left to go. If you've been thinking about calling in this morning, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. That's 740-383-9944. And you know, here's another thing, as I was talking about earlier, attending the Emmanuel Early Learning Center Christmas program this past Friday. You know, I'd been saying I was going to do that for 6 years. I had never done it. I got a little free time on Friday night, so I went over and I attended the program. Now, I think that is possibly a nice thing to do during the holiday season. Somebody's got to have some thoughts on holiday gift giving. Do you think people, well, let's take the phone call here and see where we are on this Monday morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott Spear.
Oh, good to hear from you. How you been?
Happy New Year, unless I get real busy with a lot of my extra stuff at this time of year, which is a very fine year for me. as of December 1st, you know, and you would like to go deer hunting sometime, well, just give me a buzz, and I'll take you out in this weather. It isn't that cold, because each year they produce clothing that is a lot warmer than what we had when we was children. And that takes care of the weather report. So my big concern is I was kind of wondering what happened to Chip, that you give the phone number out, and you always talk about Chip and admire Chip the way you do, and worked at Kroger's with him and everything. What seemed that he didn't get to throw the fruitcake there at the fruitcake toss?
No, that's unfortunate. I knew that night that I was going to be getting here late because I was coming from the other job, so I wouldn't be able to pick him up. And I thought that somebody would be able to get him. That's why I gave the phone number out and everything. And unfortunately, I guess that fell through. So I'm going to have to give him a call and invite him over before the holiday.
Well, you could have maybe given him a call that night and see that if he's still waiting, maybe somebody could have, so spur of the moment, know that maybe he didn't have. But I think he is so dedicated and so sincere. Kind of saddened me a little bit. His voice was happy and stuff about and asking you in that way. And I just thought, boy, of all the people that threw the shortcake, he was the most valuable one in my mind that I would like to heard him throwing the fruitcake. But
well, and you know,
that's the way the ball bounces, and people, you know, that's sad.
Well, and you know, that's a very interesting point, because in the past years, people have usually gotten Chip, because most people know him around town from Kroger, and we would normally...
I don't know about the past years, but...
he's been there.
We'll get off of that subject and get on to something more enjoyable. So, I got a beep, so don't let that bother you.
Okay.
I was just wondering, what are you going to have for your New Year's party?
New Year's party?
Yeah.
Do you have
a New Year's party? That's what I, you know, they have one uptown. Have you heard any more to accelerate on that? If
you're going down
and going to have a remote on the... dropping the ball in Marion, are you going to be able to do something like that?
Well, that's interesting. We here have never covered the ball drop downtown, and
neither the peanut push and stuff like that, you know, but that would be a pretty interesting thing this time of year, wouldn't it?
It would be. I have not seen any advertisement at all for the ball drop.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if they did it last year, to be honest with you. I'm not sure, because I was out and about on New Year's Eve last year, and I don't remember seeing anything. I know they do something at the Coliseum now, which is inside, but I don't know if they do that ball drop anymore.
I heard the quote there this morning. You said, well, it didn't make any, well, it did, I don't know about the quote making, didn't make any difference, but you said, well, I don't live in the city, but you're in the city more than you're in the county, probably per week as anybody else, you know. And I thought, well, you know what? You went to that event with, was it Abby?
The church event, yeah.
And you said you drank the hot chocolate, so that must have been city water. Or maybe there's boundaries on the city water and the aqua water. Is that right or not?
Well, I think it is in the city. Now, I think this all started Friday. That event I went to was on Friday night. But
yeah, Friday night you went, and then you had the Friday night show. I heard you talk about that on the Friday night show also about Abby.
Right, but I think this
you was there earlier prior to your Friday night show, right?
Yeah, it was at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
You did drink the city water in the hot chocolate, or did you just, did the flavor of the hot chocolate feel so good to your lips and your system that you didn't get any taste in it, the hot chocolate, did you?
No, it tasted fine to me.
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess, but from my understanding from Aqua, the problem did not start until Saturday night. And what I was saying, it doesn't matter. I can't tell. You know, when I turn on my spigot at home, because I think I'm not in the city, I don't notice any different. It's not discolored. It doesn't smell. It doesn't taste any different. So it must be a city issue specifically. And I don't work in the city except here, and we don't really have a faucet here where I go get any water, so I'm not sure.
No, we don't have any water on the premises. I was just wondering about that too on the fruitcake talk. Did anybody have to go to the toilet or anything? Was that the
We have a toilet. We have a toilet. We have a facility. We have a bathroom.
Oh, that's where is it? Outside or inside?
Inside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they have
your office since I've been up around your facility. I never knew that.
Yeah, it's the door right outside.
Outside the building?
No. If you go right into the hall, it's the door right before the office door.
Oh, on the same floor?
Yep, right next door.
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know that. I never saw a sign that said the toilet. I didn't. Well, next time if I have to go, I can.
You can go. You can go.
It was kind of fun that I was able to talk to you about the future coming up, if you was going to do any remotes or anything, lighting the Christmas tree. And a lot of times on Christmas and stuff, didn't you have people over at your house prior to Christmas Eve or something like that?
Normally on Christmas Eve I have them over. As far as I know, that's still going on.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's next. You know, I honestly, as I always tell people, I really do not, it's usually the same people every year, which is nice. It's fun to see everybody, but I really don't think about it until the week of Christmas, because this week I got a city council's tonight. There's a Christmas party tomorrow that I was invited to. Wednesday night we do our taping here. Friday night's the show.
Do you have an exchange gift at your house? Maybe you can clue people in. If the gift cards and other stuff isn't really, the thing to do, do you guys exchange Christmas gifts then at that time at your house? What does mostly people get? I'm referring back that if, do you do that? I ask that question first. Do you exchange gifts?
Some people do. Some people do, some people don't. But we don't have a gift exchange. Gift?
They bring you a gift?
They have, and I get gifts for certain people.
And the Grinch thing, wouldn't that be called a cylinder, you think, with, what, 6 cookies in it? And
it's
you know what, I leaned over to my wife and I said, Carol, do you ever know what the Grinch is? And us being old parts, you know, me 84 and her 81, I thought, I wouldn't know a Grinch or be able to say, what is it, a picture of somebody that's mean or ugly, is that what a meaning? And maybe you can just give us, and I'll get off of here. But I never know half the things you talk about because we're in the old age group, Carol and I. I'm speaking for ourselves. And all that stuff, you know, you just don't get. Well, do you buy the Grinch cookies at Kroger's?
No. I bought those at, it was one of the stores I was shopping at this past weekend.
You can't remember the store?
I can't remember. It might have been Ollie's. Might have got them at Ollie's. It was either Ollie's or Walmart or Meijer, but I'm thinking it was Ollie's.
You can't tell me you can't remember name all those stores and don't remember who.
Well, I don't want to say I think it was Ollie's, but I don't want to if you go there and they're not there, don't blame me.
Sold out. Oh, yeah, you got to protect yourself. I forgot about that. I think that's going to change after the first year. I think everything's going to be smoothed up in the console and everything. I think we're going to start out with a real nice 2026. Do you believe that that's the way? Are you going to change anything on your shows or personnel or anything coming up on the new year?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
No. So, no. I hope everything goes well.
Abby, that's the correct name of her. She'll be your main source of, speaking about her and how nice she is to you and everything like that. And
I don't know if she's nice to me. I'm nice to her.
Oh, it's getting lopsided there. We don't want to spill the milk. Hey, I'll get off here, but I thought I'd chime in. And, the snow is absolutely beautiful, and once a year, you know, it comes around. So
we'll take it.
Well, it's been more than once a year. We got a double shake right here now, haven't we?
We did. Hey, we're running out of time. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, we're done for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I have none of those